Chav Gimel Mid Aleph, and this is like your chance to get it. And I got an interlude in Maseches Nozer, so enjoy it while you got it. Tanan Banan. So the pasuk says in the parsha of Haforas Nedarim, Isha with a Mapikei means her husband's this Hafei Ram can be made for the Nedarim. But Hashem Yislach Lo. And Hashem should forgive her. So the Bach adds in the words, and what is this referring to? Like, if just because the husband is being made for the neder, why should Hashem forgive her? So the word says, it's so the husband had been made for the neder, but she didn't know that. The Kasa Madaber. Even so, she still needs kapar b'slicha. So what's the case has to be? She believed the netter was true, and even so, she decided to go and do the wrong thing and eat the item or whatever it was. And the reality was that it wasn't osur. So she was intending to do something which was prohibited. In the reality, it was permitted. So she still needs kapara v'slicha.
But wouldn't you expect that there would be something specific to help accomplish that kapara and slicha? In other words, it's odd that the Torah would say, hey, you need this kapara and slicha, but we're not giving you a karba, we're not...
Well, the way the Gemara seems to be understanding the point of the pasuk was the chiddush that a person needs slicha, because I could have argued that intent is not the main thing. The main thing is the action. The action was permitted.
Right.
So the point of the pasuk is to tell me that there's a need for slicha. The process would be the process of tshuva, and then you get a kapara. Right, the only other thing is we have that for here chet and machshavas of chet you bring a carbon oil. That's a Gemara in Rashi mentions it in Chumash and places, right?
Yeah.
So this goes under the general umbrella of that, I imagine.
Right, but she's not obligated to bring the olah, right?
Right. She's telling you we're telling you she needs it. It's her decision. If she wants to pursue it or not. So Bekiva would take the mussar out of this pasuk and he would cry. The person who intends to do something wrong but eat chazir, but in the reality is they gave him a piece of a tlet of a lamb and he ate it believing it was chazir, but he needs kapar just for the intent. So if that's true, so all the more so that he needs such a thing. The next few pieces of the Gemara I understand the Kiddush. What exactly is Rabbi Kiva learning out the Kabbalah Chum over here? What would I not know with this pasuk, with the part of the pasuk, and I need the pasuk to tell me that a person doesn't have every, he needs part of a slicha? We know that already. Right? The Kiddush right here of the pasuk is that you're also responsible for the intent to send a Kabbalah Chum. It's just that you're also inspired. It's a Mamatzinu. the kapara for the avera, we know it. I don't need a pasuk to tell me you need kapara for eating chazir. Keep saying it. If he causes it even worse, okay. And what would I think without this kal vachomer? Is that it's better? No. I know that the eating needs a kapara. So what's Rekiva learning out? That not only you need kapara for the eating, you need kapara for the intent. So that's not a kal vachomer. That's a mamatz, you know. So the point of the mor seems to be that the intent and the action combine to make it worse. The intent is even worse when it's actually accomplished, which that's a chiddush. Kiyotzibai, a similar type of a drasha atzo oimer, you can say in the following situation. So this is a pasuk by Hashem Toli. A person was not aware, and therefore he did. In some case, the Hashem Toli is brought for a person who did an avera b'shogeg, which is chayiv the Kerman Chatos, and now he became aware of the possibility that he did that Avera, so he can't bring a Kerman Chatos. The Torah gives him the power to bring a Kerman Hashem Toloi to be a stopgap measure of Kapora until it's clarified if he needs the Kerman Chatos or not. Okay. Over here, the person believed he was eating something which is mutter. And instead, it turned out that he ate something which was usser, for example. So chazir over here is not being used specifically to chazir, it's being used as a general usage, it's a generic word for isser, because the carbon ocean told us only applies to something which is a chi of chorus. Chazir is not chorus. But the more says, for example, kagun chaticha, savik shal shuman, savik shal chaleb. So it turned out that he ate a piece of something which either could have been chaleb, which is prohibited fat, which is a chi of chorus, or could have been regular fat, which is not a chi of chorus. He doesn't know. So he's mechiv to bring, because of the safik, he's mechiv to bring an Hashem Toli. So but that wasn't his intent. He believed when he was eating it that he was eating something which was shuman, which is mutter. It's all recall the process of Nasab and Mishin is Kamal, Lalas, be other Basa Chazir, but all be other Basa Chazir. So if the person intended to do the Abeira, it's that much worse. So here's a pasuk which starts in the other direction. They were starting with the action being problematic, even though the intent was okay. So Kabbal Chaimer, when the intent is a problem as well. Okay, so that Kabbal Chaimer makes sense. Right? I'm starting with a case where the action is prohibited and saying, well, in a scenario, look over here, he ended up doing something which is wrong without intending to do it. The Torah says you need a kapara. So a person did something wrong intending to do it is even worse. Yes. Okay. Isa ben Yehuda Omer lo yadaba Hashem al asa benoi on the same pasuk. And he says the thought process a little bit differently. So in the first scenario we said the thought process with one item is the subject whether it's chaylev or shuman. Isa ben Yehuda says umami shini skam alal is b'yadah basa tlet b'ala b'yadah basa chazir. What's the case of basa chazir? There were two pieces, achas shel chaylev, achas shel shuman. One of them was chaylev, one not. So in Isa ben Yehuda's case, there was vada yisur here, as opposed to the first scenario, it's a suffix yisur. Now the person did not know that, or the person maybe even knew that, but he believed he was taking the one of Heter. He did not intend to eat the one of Isser, either because he And now he's not sure which one he ate. So that's why it's a suffix. He knows about body that he ate, the one of the kale, he brings the Torah Makatas. He's not sure which one he ate. He ate one, and the other one was taken away. He can't at this point, he can't verify which one he ate. But the mile of this case is it's Ikve Isura. The Vade was a Kvias of Isur here. So that's more. That's according to Isi Ben Yehuda. That's the only case where you're going to bring the Korban Ashim Tovi. If it's not Vade that there was Isur here at all, you don't. But the same thing in regards to the Drasha of Kapora. So, Benasav Amar Krov Benasav Benay. I think this is the Bach Patin Amar Krov Benasav Benay. I mean, Skyman Lal is Beyond Basach is here. Well, Beyond Basach is here. Lachat Kama Kama. I'll never say Yidu had the volume. So, and on this point, those who want to worry about something, this is something they should worry about. Tosafot points out. Now, the word Yidvu is Rosh Hatevis Yada V'Hashem V'Nosa. Okay, the Yud Dalet V'Hashem V'Nosa. Okay, so it's interesting, Rosh Hatevis. I mean, trying to remember. I remember the lesson of Yidvu in Gemara, being concerned, being worrying about something. Trying to remember the lesson of Pasuk. I don't know. Okay. So why do we need all three of these thought processes that we mentioned? So we're the Tana Gabi Isha Hasim Hu Deboy Kapara Vistichim Shem Dimikara Lisuri Chavin. So over there, the need for Kapara is because the intent was wrong. Over there, the person totally believed he was doing something okay. I would have thought my boy Kapar Baslicha. So that's why the Torah has to tell me, even in that scenario, a person had the proper intent, the action was wrong, and needs Kapar. Okay.
We don't know the actual. It was something, but something for.
I'm sorry, give me your first sentence again. We don't know, I didn't hear what you said.
In the second case, we don't know whether the action was wrong or not. It was Suffolk Taylor, Suffolk Schumann, and the intent was Schumann.
True. Okay. The point of the more the difference between the two cases, the more you're stressing, it's still valid. You're saying the more could have said.
I guess in the first case we have wrong intent,
permitted action.
Okay, permitted action. Second case is correct intent, unknown action.
Right. So we're saying that because of the possibility of Vera, because of the possibility of the prohibited action, you need to do something.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. So the Morris will just say this from the second case, I can't read through Hador. If it was just what it said the second pasuk, well, actually, That part is earlier in the Torah, but if we just would have said the second point, Diki Surah, I would say that's because there's some element of Mister over here. The action was totally permitted. I would believe that there's no need for kapar and sicha. If I just had the pasuk of Asham Tola, I wouldn't know by the case of Afora that there's a need for kapar. Now, so the more of Itmar Hanitarti, so Habamina Hanitarti, who the sagil lohain be kapar of a sicha. So you can be sura. Al Shechatiras Isa bin Yehuda's case, Acha Shal Kelev, Acha Shal Shuman, Dikvi Sura. I think Lasagel of a Kapora Beslicha. There was Vali Yisur. There was. I wouldn't know from the Torah giving a kapora in a case where the one action itself is not clear that there's anything wrong, to a case where there was vada yisur over here, a person has a chiyuv to be more careful. Maybe kapora b'sicha isn't enough. Kamashal d'lashnot. Now, this flow of this gemara is mashal like the girsa which some of the Rishonim have. That Isa ben Yehuda brings a different pasuk, so it's not him saying an alternate drusher for the second pasuk, because the flow of the Mar is mashma that we have pasuk A, pasuk B, and pasuk C, or drusher A, drusher B, and drusher C. If he's just coming to, he's arguing on the second drusher and saying no, the right way to say it is like this. So the more is funny. The more saying, well, just say these two. And what about Isa ben Yehuda's case? There's no these two. He believes his case replaces that case. So apparently not. So the Gish that we showed him before on Isa ben Yehuda's been drasha, the Isa ben Yehuda's drasha is not the pasuk of Lo Yodav Hashem and Asav Anoy, but rather Behul Lo Yodav and Islach Loy. It's a different pasuk. Okay. If you have your the Ozer Hutter, so you by the Torah or Hashalim and Oz Beis, so it brings pasuk, it brings two psukim. So the first pasuk is actually the drasha of that Rabbi Kiva uses. Well, Yadav Hashem and Savanah, that's Pasuk, that's Reikra Pitel Hei Pasuk Yazayin. And then this one is the Yadav Benisakla, that's Pasuk Yitches. Okay. Let's see the Rosh. So holding the Rosh. Yishaf Yerom Hashem Yisakla Be'isha Shehevel Abad. So the Rosh, so that pasuk in the parsha of Nedarim is later on in the pasuk, and that's pasuk Yud Gimel. So the Rosh's kasha is, why do we wait till pasuk Yud Gimel? There are pasukim before it. Tema my shavik tana trei kroy kamoi. The Sibir Parsha, the two earlier Pesukim, Vashem Yisach Lo, Keini Avio Oiso, the case where the father was Mefer, Vashem Yisach Lo, Keini Avio Oiso, because the father was Mefer, the Hashem should be Giver Slicha. Again, the same problem. We could ask the same question in that Pesuk. The father, because the father was Mefer, that's why she needs Kapara. Like what's the shot in the Pesuk? White crotch, Rino. If here is Nidra, a Sheryl, though, as we toss to say a Sheryl, Asra al Nafsha, Vashem Yislach Law. And that's, so there's two psukim early before this pasuk, which lend itself to the same drasha. That there was Hafara and Hashem Shemi Meichelur. We're not going to high crotch, Basra, and it brings us this later final pasuk. Right, Hani Gimel Kroy Lomeli. The Hani Gimel Kroy, the Maisi Bishmaitan Avadu Shechusa. We see from the Gemara that the Gemara feels the need to explain each pasuk why it's there. Well, if that's true, we definitely ask the same question there in the parsha that the three pasukim teaching me the exact same drasha. What's that about? Mitzrachim. So it's a good question. But remember, there's maybe a possible answer is the high craw atifa leila suya. So it preferred to bring the pasuk over here as opposed to the father. Mishum the ishta kugufa damya. The relationship between a husband and a wife lends itself to the woman being more aware of the reaction of the husband. So it's more clear to her that the husband is mefer, or will be mefer, and. But she doesn't have a real for sure bona fide knowledge of it. She can't eat, and she did. So it's almost as if he's saying she's sort of like banking on the husband's hafora and going ahead. You know, I'm pretty sure he said hafora. Right, so and the pasuk saying even that needs a kapara. That's a bigger chiddush. There should be a hefer law. The relationship between the daughter and the father does not necessarily lend itself to that she's aware that the father had been made for. So that's pasuk number one versus pasuk number three. What about pasuk number two? That's the case of a husband also.
She made her decision. She's relying on him.
No, she's not relying. No, she's banking.
Banking. Okay. Hoping.
The Gemara before I had a shot with the Baal's Megas guys are Macker Ucker. Sibi's Macker Ucker, so we understand the Kiddush of the Tukim even more. Right? She's going ahead and eating the Isser, relying on that the husband will be Mefer when he hears, and retroactively it's Mut. That's bad. If you hold Baal Megas guys, that doesn't work. It only works when he heard it in onwards. So she's sort of saying, you know, I told him about it. I'm pretty sure he said something over there. I'm not sure exactly what. I think it was a hafora. Let's go eat, right? Well, it's a whole different. It's not like he will, because that doesn't help her. If he will, she's saying he did. Well, I mean, did he or not? She's not sure. But we're saying that the relationship between husband and wife lends itself to more of ksas bora law. She's pretty sure that that's what he did. In the middle pasuk, it's a case of Benar Marasa, so she's only a Rusa. She's not living with him. So again, it doesn't lend itself as much as the last case. So the pasuk is saying the daughter who has no knowledge of what the father's doing and went ahead and did it, she needs a kapar. The Arusa, which has some knowledge, went ahead and did it, she needs a kapar. Even that needs a kapar. The wife, Anasua, she has even more to rely on, still needs a kapar. So that's the flow of the psukim. Asher menicha, the tricha gani gimel kroy. So that's what the Rosh suggests. Here's the medav rata oimer, v'hu lo yadav Hashem. Kavi ashen tolik siv. Medarish lo Rabbi Kiva, b'chaticha achas. Rabbi Kiva said that passage referring to a case of only one chaticha. Being either Shuman or Chelev. Rekrat Tinyana, the second pasuk. Okay. Darsh la Isa ben Yehuda, the base chatichus. It's about Tzicha Kinnam Farish. Oh, Shech Chatichus, Ikbi Surah, Vila Hutzu Chatam Adloimer. So why do you go backwards? Vietmer Shech Chatichus, the Mashmos, the Kroh, the Mishtama, Beis Chatichus, Ela Miyutura Darsh Lishin Alei. So the Mora doesn't go back and say, well, just tell me this case. And I'll know the other cases, and the more I can give an answer. But the more has no need to do that, because that those words don't make any sense. It's only because you have two psukim, and I darsh in the first pasuk for one chaticha. I said the second pasuk talking about two chatichas. So I can't ask the kasha this end of this pasuk. I'll say it's about one chaticha. Okay. Santa Gemara. So holding in the first wide line, the first fully wide line. Amr Rabba Bar Chana Amr Birchanan Malitziv Pasik in Hosea, the last pasuk in Hosea, Ki Hashem Lachi Hashem, the Hashem's ways are Yosher. Now in the pasuk it says, when the tzaddikim yelchu b'am and parshim yikashlu b'am, so the Bach takes out the Vav. It says that the pasuk, in the pasuk there's no Vav. It's actually in our pasuk there's a Vav. No, there's no bomb. Okay. Tzadikim yachum bomb, pashim kasher bomb. So, what does it say? That the Hashem's ways are yosher, the tzadikim follow that path, and the pashim are nikshel because of that. Moshe the same in the Adam. So there's a Gemara in Bava. It's actually a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. It's a Gemara in Bava. So the Gemara says that talks about there is a certain type of belt. Gemara gives two examples. There's a certain type of belt which is Makabal Tuma because it has a hidden pocket, and a certain type of a wooden stick which is Makabal Tuma because it has a hidden cylinder, it's a hidden chamber inside. The Morse says the purpose of those things were to steal. The person would, one example was a person who would keep the stick, he would keep his liquid in there, and he would say, I have nothing to drink, all day, nothing to drink, nothing to drink, please give me money, money, money. He would beg for the alms, and when nobody was looking, he would drink out of the stick. So that was his way of fooling people. So, in the case of the belt, the person, the worker, would, you know, they give out the wages. He would stick his money inside the belt. Right? He said, "I didn't get paid yet." Tell, you know, he was paying all the workers out in the field, so he would get a second pay. So the Mekabel Tuma. So the Mishnah says the Mekabel Tuma. The Mor says that Rechem Mazaki says I was concerned to say over this halacha because people will learn from it. That's not a bad idea. I didn't think of that. You know, great. You know, it says, and I decided to, yes to because of the pasuk over here. Yisharcha darchei Hashem, sikim yachol bom, apashim yikashlo bom. Yeah, you're right. People b'shem might be initial because of that, but that's the version of the way is Yosha. I need to say what I have to say, and then the pasuk will. But the more it does not, the more it does not make that drosh. The more it makes a different drosh on it. You know, let's hold it here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. You have